Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all again for checking out the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection where we have a discussion about music, more specifically rap, hip-hop, R&B, as well as soul music from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. Simply put, folks, this is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you for watching. On this episode, I want to talk about a list. Yes, we're going to talk about the list. If you've been outside, like most of us have been, the website Complex, I don't even know if Complex still makes magazines, but Complex recently came out with a list of the best LA rappers of all time. And it gave 50 LA rappers. I'm not really sure what the criteria was in picking this. I'm not even sure. I'm really questioning the age limit of the people that compiled this list. But nonetheless, it's a list. And if you've been following the podcast, you know I don't mind talking about lists. But as you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, thank you for watching. I will not be doing this show alone. I got two of the homies on here. First up, this guy has... aside from being a multimillionaire, he has two podcasts. One is called Open Run with BTG. The other is called BTG for President. My man Baylor is back in the building. BTG, what up, bro?
So, Cal, why your shit sounds so professional?
We're not going to be doing like heckling, man.
It should sound like a YouTube ad. I forgot I was on the show, nigga. This shit sounds great. This nigga had sponsors and shit. How you your own sponsor? The nigga signed himself. He do his own commercials. This nigga the stunt man. Everything.
See? Y'all see what we got already?
Nigga sound professional, dog. That commercial, everything.
BTG is in the building and my other homie. My man, he's got one podcast, but he's got a pretty damn dope podcast, and he's a multimillionaire as well. Uncle Dolomite from the Too Much Game podcast is in the building. Dolomite, what up, man?
What's going on? He said, I'm a multimillionaire. That's crazy. I'm going to claim it. I'm going to claim the money, even though I don't have it.
Hey, it's coming.
I'm a multimillionaire.
Pause. Crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, folks, I got these guys on here. Not only do they know a lot about hip hop, these are two of my boys. And more specifically, man, they're West Coast kids. They grew up, born and raised in L.A. I am a self-proclaimed West Coast rap fan, mostly 80s and 90s. But, you know, I moved into the 2000s slowly. But when I saw this list, I don't even think I text y'all. I think I was just like, yo, I got to talk about this because this list was just preposterous to me. As most lists are, but this one was a little bit out of pocket. But nonetheless, we got the list here. So what I'm gonna do is let me start by saying again, they didn't really give any type of criteria. I'll read to you what it says. It says LA has one of the most storied legacies in hip hop, which is true. Much of it is rooted in a tension between clubs and raw street narratives that push and pull what would be later captured and elevated by pioneers like Ice-T, N.W.A., and Snoop Dogg, laying the blueprint for the sound for artists like Kendrick Lamar, the hottest rapper in the world right now, is a product of that legacy. His music features traces of L.A. sounds from gangster rap to G-funk to the jazzy underground music in between. Blah, 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 blah. But okay, so it goes further on to say, we stuck to these three core principles when sorting this ranking. Number one, skill as a hip hop artist. Number two, strength of catalog. Number three, commercial impact and lasting influence. Now, the thing that kind of stuck out to me was they didn't define like LA. And I know that I'm not from LA, but I know that LA has sections, right? And immediately when I looked at the list, I didn't see Tupac on the list. And I don't think for the record, folks, I don't think Tupac should be on this list because I don't think Tupac is from LA.
He not.
Okay. And I define, like, if somebody says where you're from, I define that as where you went to high school at. So if you went to high school, if you graduated from high school in Compton, you're from Compton. If you graduated from high school in Florence, you're from Florence. I don't care where you were born, right? So none of that stuff. So that's how I define it. So in saying that, I totally agree with them
With that premise, then we get to keep Ice-T there, technically.
Yeah. I consider Ice-T LA.
Yeah.
And technically, we can claim Too Short, too. Because okay, he was born out here, and he didn't go to Oakland, and he didn't go to Oakland until
he was like 12.
No, he was older. I think he was older than that. I think he was closer to high school or something like that.
But he claimed Oakland. No.
Yeah,
he claimed Oakland. But if we're going technicalities, you can get Pac up out of here.
Don't claim us.
That means Exhibit won't be. We won't be able to get Exhibit. Corrupt is out of there.
Well, hold on. Corrupt claim
LA though.
Corrupt claim and
claiming is one thing, but if we going by what you said,
okay.
Technically,
So before we get started,
but he said
so,
he came out here when he was 15 though.
Okay, so that's my point. I associate corrupt with LA because I want to say I think he went to high school. He finished high school in LA, correct?
If he didn't finish high school, he was out here during those years.
Okay, so again,
he was a teenager.
As a teenager, so that's where I associate him, and I think Corrupt is, yes, he's on this list. So with that being said, that's
Ice-T too.
Yeah, Ice-T. Yeah, I again, Ice-T. I'm with Dolemite. If that's where you claim, then that's where you're from.
Especially if we claim you too,
exactly.
Because in gang culture, it goes both ways, nigga. You can't claim a hood, and the hood don't claim you.
Right.
You can't claim a hood that you can't go to and sleep in.
There you go. So Tupac, again, he did not make this list, which is important to note.
I think he makes the West Coast list.
No doubt he makes the West Coast.
He can even go in the rankings of the Bay Area too.
For sure.
Tupac is Bay Area.
Yeah, and I think they claim him. And I think for the most part, that's who he claimed up until the Death Row days.
If we're going with those three that you said, that changes my list totally. Then, well, honestly, to keep it real, to make this a shorter show, mm-hmm. nigga, after that top 10, I don't care.
I don't care.
I will mix them niggas up. I know who should be closer to the list, but after that, you got to get the 10 right. Because a lot of those 10 between Game and the other list,
mm-hmm.
again, are we going to be able to keep the ones that's from adoption agencies or not? Because they matter. Corrupt will fuck your whole list up, right. For real.
But we got to go at least 25 deep.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah. I think, here's what we're going to do. For those of you listening and watching.
It's a lot of niggas that should be on the list that wouldn't be on it if we.
And that's why I have y'all on here. Because. I have issues with where some of these people are placed as well. So let's just say we rocking with this list. What I want to do, especially for those of you who are listening or watching on YouTube, thank you for watching. We're going to run down the top 50, right? I'm just going to call the names. And what I want to do is I want to go from 50 to 40 and then 40 to 30, so forth and so on. And I want to just kind of, you know, see if there's anybody that I named that you think shouldn't be in that particular bracket. So we'll start with 50 to 40, and then you tell me who, not putting anybody in, but just tell me who you think, if you think somebody that I named isn't placed, shouldn't be placed where they are. Right. At 50, Blueface. Number 49, Blue.
Who the fuck is that?
You never heard of Blue?
No.
Oh, Blue is nice. Blue is
who
nice.
Who the fuck is that?
I have to send you some of his music.
Take him off the list. We could put BG Knockout in that motherfucker. We could put Draco. No, Draco's already way higher. Okay.
So, okay, 48, G Perico.
He should be
47, OGZ. 46.
Way lower.
46. Hold up. Let me get through the list and we'll talk about it. 46, King Crooked, which is Crooked Eye from Slaughterhouse. 45, Evidence. 44, Everlast.
Damn.
43, Absol. 42, Will I Am. 41, Lady of Rage.
Virginia.
Right. And 40, Coolio. All right. So who are you taking off at this point so far, Baylor?
What you mean taking off? Like they shouldn't be up there?
Lady shouldn't be in this range right here.
Oh, she Lady of Rage. Okay. She definitely shouldn't be in there. Nah, hell no. Nah.
Yeah, she's from Virginia. She's not from LA.
Oh no,
she
no,
didn't
no,
go
no.
To high school there.
What I'm saying is, no, what I'm saying is I'm talking about skill wise. She down there with them niggas.
Oh, she got the skill.
She
but
might
she
be
ain't
top
from LA.
20. She might be top 20 if I really break it down.
Yeah.
She'll dog a lot of them niggas in
oh, no
from 10 to 20.
Top 20 is crazy.
She'll dog 10 through 20.
Listen, she got bars.
That's a crazy statement, my nigga.
I'm not taking nothing away from her. I just think the problem is she ain't from L.A. She's so from why is she
that's
on
cool. Baby D is Baby D, though. LA.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, so I'm if I'm looking at this list, I'm not familiar with G Perico. I'm not familiar with OGZ.
You're not familiar with G Perico?
I know his name. I never heard
G Perico
of him.
Stays. Never whoever heard the fuck Blue music. Is, fuck out of here. OGZ, fuck out of here. Evidence, fuck out of here. Everlast, definitely the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
ain't that the nigga from Jump Around?
Yeah, I think so.
That nigga
I didn't
from
even know
Boston?
From LA. Yeah.
Or is this like a whole nother fucking Everlast?
I only know one Everlast.
Them niggas from Boston.
Hey, man. Like I said, we don't know much about Complex. So.
They don't know much about LA rap.
So. Crooked Eye should be lower, much lower. Crooked Eye can rhyme his ass off.
Unprofessional.
Okay. So now we go and we say Coolio at 40. Okay, so 39, Fat Lip from Far Side. 38, Cam. 37, Mac 10. 36, Tash. 35, Mirrors. 34, Dub C. 33, Razzcast. 32, AC Alone. 31, Yo-Yo. And 30,
O3
Greedo.
10 Trey Greedy.
All right, Baylor. What you got? Who stays? I mean, yeah, who stays and who goes?
Cam gotta go.
Oh wow.
For sure.
Go where?
Home. I don't give a fuck where he go. He not staying in this list.
You don't remember Cam? You remember Cam? Man,
yes, I remember. That, okay. I remember it. The only way I can kick him off is I remember the nigga. Nigga right, had okay. One horse, and that was it. Okay. That was dissing out, and that
hell
was dissing top
no.
Three.
So, Bound by a Peace Treaty?
I like Cam.
You don't remember Bound by a Peace Treaty?
I remember that. Who else you got, Baylor?
Fucking tripping.
Who anybody else that has to go or is too high or too low?
Dub C too low.
Yeah, I could probably put Dub C.
Got Dub C in the top 20.
Yeah, Razzcast for me too. I love Razzcast. Razzcast
skill wise,
Razzcast is up there
because he's in the right place impact wise, but skill wise, he definitely probably top 10.
I probably wouldn't have Yo-Yo at 31.
Where are you going to have her?
She'd probably be in the 40s somewhere.
Oh, no. You got Yo-Yo fucked up.
I like Yo-Yo. Okay, so I'm going to need... So who is O3 Greedy? I never heard of him.
O3 Greedo.
O3 Greedo.
Grape Street.
Shout out to
him. He's like...
You wouldn't know him. He's a local legend,
okay.
Though. Like,
okay.
Us out
okay.
Here about 5 years ago was banging O3 Greedo heavy.
So okay. The sound, the best way I could put it to me, the sound that Young Thug has for Atlanta, he has for us.
Okay.
I would say that.
Yeah, he's like the definition of mumble rap. He's like LA mumble rap.
Okay.
But we
okay.
Fuck with it though, because you don't know what the fuck he talking about, but he vibing.
And his features is crazy.
Okay, okay.
He got a couple. I think he got a couple of tracks with Jason Martin.
Okay, not yet. Who didn't make the list too?
Which is crazy. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of cats that.
We'll, we'll get to that. All right, so then we get to 29, J-Rock. 28, Roddy Ricch. 27, Daz. 26, Doja Cat. 25, Tiger. 24, Draco the Ruler. 23, Vince Staples. 22, Earl Sweatshirt. 21, MC Ren. 20, Warren G. What you got, Dolomite? Who got to go? Who got to get moved around?
Where'd you stop at? The fuck out of here!
I stopped at 20.
You stopped at 20?
Yeah.
Warren G. You stopped at Warren G. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I really want to get Tiger the fuck out of here.
Oh yeah. Hey. Let me know
Doja
when you.
Cat is let me know when you put me in. The fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Roddy Ricch. Get him the fuck out of here.
you ain't even gonna move him up. You just
put
take
Roddy Ricch in like the '40s.
Okay, okay.
You know, because the nigga had what, three good songs. They was super hits.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck out of here, nigga. Like, come on, dog. But Tiger, I want to take him off, but at the same time, that nigga got like, that nigga had a run. He's like the Wale of the West Coast.
Okay, okay.
Like that nigga done snuck and had a run. Like he the type of nigga could come out here and do a concert and you'd be surprised that he's still going.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, Doja Cat, get the fuck out of here. Warren G, as much as we love Warren G, like as a producer, yeah. As a rapper, really, nigga. Cause after Regulate and the one song with them two niggas that I don't know, and I want it all. That's about it.
You ain't like the first album? I love that first album.
Yeah, his album was dope, but would I listen to it again? I'm not sure.
Okay, okay.
You know, at the time that it dropped, because like, shit, nigga, if that's the case, shit, nigga, the Twins album was a banger.
I remember the Twins.
Yeah, I used to fuck with the Twins album. Mm-hmm. But Draco the Ruler, I might put Draco the Ruler higher.
Okay.
Because Draco the Ruler is pretty much the L.A. sound right now. And this nigga died like two years ago?
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah. And everybody rapping right now sound like him.
Okay. Okay. Baylor, what about you? Anybody on this list you taking off? Anybody you moving up or moving down?
That nigga tight and go back to Gardena.
Man, you crazy.
That nigga could go only because... of the nigga, the rest of the niggas that's on this list, that Roddy Ricch gotta go. He just ain't got enough. You don't have enough, at least to stay with these cats. Warren G, that's my guy. Now MC Ren was actually the pin next to a top three pin, so that's cool. But
when he niggas ain't got shit by himself,
niggas wasn't checking. We wasn't checking for that. I know I wasn't.
One Ren song.
Y'all disappoint me right now.
No, we're not.
What's your favorite MC Ren song, Twill Kyle?
The ones on NWA.
Here's the thing. When you look at the Ninja Turtles, my nigga, we all like Michelangelo. Mm-hmm. We all like Ralph. It's those last two niggas that we really don't fuck with. Leonardo cool when he want to be. Nobody ever wanted to be Donatello.
Yeah, and like I never felt like a negative way about Ren. Like it's not even for me to say like, oh, that nigga always had the wackest verse. Because mm-hmm. Ren has some hard ass verses.
Hell yeah.
Like Ren rapped his ass off. Like he held his own. He was like the fucking the Chic Looch of NWA.
There you go.
But see, standing next to these niggas, now actually if we want to talk about accolades, Doja Cat supposed to be somewhere in the top 15.
Fuck no. Doja
Cat?
No.
Hell yeah.
Does she even rap?
Yeah.
She can.
But again.
But is she going for rapping?
Look. She actually plays offense and defense.
But okay, so
fuck out of here.
Lauren Hill, she got R&B, pop, and rap, my nigga.
She on the fucking list, Tiger stay.
Tiger, he can stay. Down there, nigga.
Because I'm finna say, nigga, you can't send that nigga to Gardena if you can't send that bitch to wherever the fuck she from.
Her success overall, that nigga don't come close to.
Ain't she from the Bay?
I don't know.
She from that out bitch here.
Probably from Fresno.
She might be from Florence. Okay, I could make a case
for
J Rock.
Tarzana. Damn, I guess she do.
Where's she from?
Tarzana.
Oh, okay. Wow.
The Valley.
I could make a case that J Rock probably could be a little bit lower.
Shit.
I'm not taking Roddy Ricch off the list. I probably push him up. Daz is in my top 20. Draco, I think Draco's fine at 24, but I could make a case that Draco could be.
Daz is 27.
Huh?
No, he asked what Daz.
Yeah, oh yeah, Daz is 27. I could make a case that you could probably move Draco up a little bit. I'm cool with, I found it interesting that they had Vince and Earl at 23 and 21.
They could drop Earl lower. As highly skilled as he is, because bars, that nigga got bars.
Yeah.
Earl's sweatshirt gets us in a room with everybody else, where everybody else's region. Because he sound like a nigga from the East Coast. So he gets us in those rooms where a lot of them other niggas is not going to be able to go to because the East Coast is biased like that. But that nigga can get us Tyler. It's certain niggas over here that can get us in certain buildings to compete against other niggas.
Okay.
But for the most part, niggas like YG, that's commercial success. So, of course, you going to maybe hop on that code tag for the commercial success. But when we start talking about niggas that respect the arts and the craft, the bars and shit like that, it's only certain niggas like Razzcast. He can walk up in any building, any region. It's certain niggas that can do that. A lot of our commercial rappers wouldn't be able to do that. But yeah, Earl can.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the only reason that I was saying, like, I want to keep Earl, but we can kind of drop him down a little bit because, again, like, if we're going by the criteria of, like, even just recognizable songs, if that's part of the criteria, like, nigga, what's your favorite fucking Earl sweatshirt song? Like, that's the easiest way to put niggas up and drop niggas down. Like, nigga, name three of these niggas songs. Like, how are we going to put these niggas over certain niggas who got songs we all know? Like,
Well, that's easy, though. Because if you bring up artists like Jadakiss or 3stax, them niggas don't have the typical accolades as all the other greats. Yet and still, but that nigga, both of them niggas is top five any given Sunday.
But to combat that, they have memorable verses.
That's cool.
Just like Method Man. Like, Method Man might not have, like, no single song, but we can rap about 10 or 12 of that nigga verses on other people's shit. Same with 3K. Same with Jadakiss. Nigga, you not finna rap no fucking Earl sweatshirt verse right now.
I can't tell you. I can't
but
tell
the
you.
Nigga has a following, though.
Oh, we wouldn't be having
this back and forth if that nigga wasn't him.
Well, true, but the whole Our Future has a following. Like, I'm not denying his level of skill. I'm just saying, again, like, for this list in particular, like, if we was to put this list in front of somebody, they're going to be like, so who the fuck is this guy?
Right.
Those are niggas I don't talk to.
All right, so now this is where it gets interesting. Okay, we said Warren G was at 20. 19, Dom Kennedy. 18, Sugar Free. 17, Schoolboy Q. 16, King T. 15, YG. 14, Exhibit. 13, Corrupt. 12, MC8. 11, The Game. Baylor, talk to me.
Shit. I mean, this, you just gonna have to pick. I don't know. Well, I gotta take somebody out.
You can keep the list the way that you want. I mean, I'm just
I know what trade I'm gonna make right now, nigga. Take out Be Real, put The Game in the top 10. Be Real, fuck out of here, nigga. We putting The Game in that spot.
We ain't got that far yet, don't we?
I'm just saying. Game is top 10, dog. Like, I don't like Game as a person. He's a goofy, but he top 10.
Right. Well, we're going to get to Game in a second, but that's a good
point. Baylor, you lean back, nigga. Go ahead. Speak your mind.
Go ahead, baby.
That nigga not better than Corrupt on any given day. That nigga ain't nowhere near better than Corrupt in any capacity.
Okay. You want to know a capacity?
Please don't bring up those albums, because that first one was a 50
nigga, that's
cent
the
album.
Fucking capacity.
That's a 50 Cent album, nigga. So miss the first one. Miss the first one.
Doctor's Advocate.
Okay, now you got something.
LAX. Nigga, Game got like 4 or 5 hard albums, nigga.
Oh, that probably 5 or 6. Probably 5 or 6. No, it don't matter because we just finished talking about Jadakiss and Stax, nigga. We just finished talking about that.
Okay, so
but, still, you could remember,
nigga,
is,
Corrupt
is
got
heavy.
One of the most historical, nigga, didn't we finish talking about hip-hop intros?
Hold on. Time out. Core principles when sorting and ranking. Skill as a hip-hop artist, strength of catalog, commercial impact, and lasting influence. I always have an issue with the word impact because that is totally subjective. Because what was impactful for me in 1987 might not be as impactful for somebody else who was around in 1997. And if you weren't around in 87, you wasn't going to feel Rakim the way that I felt him. So that's different. But, okay, so Baylor, if we're talking about from Dom Kennedy to the Game, are you taking anybody that I mentioned out or are you moving anybody up or down? Because I could make a case. I could probably move Dom Kennedy up. Not far up, but I could push Dom Kennedy between 35 and 25.
Okay. Oh, you mean like back?
Yeah, I'm sorry, back. I pushed Dom Kennedy back. Okay. But other than from Sugar Free.
King T, love him, but push him down.
Hey, man.
I'm pushing. I'm moving Corrupt to 11. Game at 12, MC8. No. And then I'm swapping Exhibit and MC. Yeah, Exhibit got it. Exhibit should be. Yeah.
Okay, so again.
We should have wrote this shit, damn.
Okay, again, so non-LA guy. Exhibit, is he from LA?
No.
They said that nigga from Albuquerque, but like niggas got to do like a family history on that nigga.
You got to give us that.
Okay. I don't know what high school that nigga went to.
Okay, yeah, I don't know either. And my bad, I ain't looking up. It just hit me like, because every time I see him, like, I've never heard him say anything about L.A., but I mean, because
I think he said like he spent some time in Albuquerque, but the nigga didn't confirm like, yeah, I'm from Albuquerque.
Yo, being from Albuquerque is wild.
Shout out to Albuquerque, man. Like, I've been to Albuquerque before. There's some real niggas in Albuquerque.
I've never been to Albuquerque.
I'm Googling this shit right now.
Okay, okay. Yeah, let me know what you come up with.
He was born in Detroit.
Okay. So he probably
I'm finna look up hometown.
A little bit of everywhere then. Yeah, this is tough.
So he moved out of Detroit when he was 9.
Okay.
Oh, so, shit. He finished middle school and high school in fucking Albuquerque, dog.
So he from Albuquerque.
Damn.
So he got to come off this list,
damn,
period.
He like Tupac. We got to get him the fuck out of here. That's
get
crazy.
Out of here, man. I had no idea.
Well, that just made this list a little easier.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely putting Game in the motherfucking top 10.
Well, as far as this right here,
I might put Corrupt at 11.
Yeah, I could put Corrupt's coming down to probably 11. Again, I agree. I'm putting Game in the top 10. King T is sentimental to me. I'll be honest. King T is sentimental to me because he was one of the first West Coast guys I listened to. And that Act a Fool tape, man, listen. I literally played that tape until it popped. And I think I was in like 8th grade, I think. Y'all know I'm old. Man, King T was everything.
Yeah, he a real OG.
So I'm a little sentimental.
He used to be in my neighborhood all the time.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so I'm a little sentimental towards King T. Bailey, you got anybody else you trying to move or are you solid with it with where they are?
No, they good. They good.
Okay. Dolomite, yeah, we know you tight with Sugar Free. You ain't moving Sugar Free.
I got him after Corrupt. And okay. I love MC8. I recently became cool with MC8 on a personal level. That's okay. That's my nigga, but I'm putting him after Sugar Free.
Okay. I was about to say, do you have him over Sugar Free? Okay.
Yeah, I got Corrupt at 11, Sugar Free at 12, MC8 at 13.
No case for YG being in the top 10?
No.
Nah.
Okay. Fuck just check. I mean, I'm asking what I know people are probably thinking.
He cool in the top 15. Like he's literally cool where he at. Like I don't have no problem with him.
Agree.
At 15.
I think he's good right where he is.
But shit, I might put Draco at 14.
All right, man. Top 10. Nipsey Hussle, Eazy-E, Be Real. Excuse me, Nipsey Hussle at 10, Eazy-E at 9, Be Real at 8, Ice-T at 7, DJ Quick, number 6, number 5, Tyler the Creator, number 4, Dr. Dre, number 3, Ice, C-U-B-E, number 2, Snoop Dogg, and number 1, Kendrick Lamar. Dolomite, talk to me.
You know we're getting Be Real the fuck out of here. I could do Game at 8, pause. I would swap Ice-T and Tyler the Creator. I'll put Tyler at 7. Ice-T. I have Ice-T at 5. Quick is cool at 6. Dr. Dre, I don't really consider to be a rapper, but because of the strength of his albums and shit like that,
exactly.
I guess we can keep him up there, but like the rest of it, I don't really have too much of a problem with.
What about you, Baylor?
Dre gotta go.
Yep.
Dre gotta go. Cube at 2. Snoop at 3. Then Quick after that. And then I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. You got Kendrick, Cube, Snoop. Who you got at 4?
K-Dot, Ice Cube, Snoop, Quick.
Quick. Mm. Then Tyler at 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he could have. Yeah,
and then T at 6.
Yep.
I'm good. Nigga, I'm keeping Be Real in your fucking top 10? Like, nigga, where you putting Corrupt at?
Corrupt is, I moved him to 11.
Corrupt at 11?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, run down your top 10 for me, because you not finna tell me you got Be Real in your fucking top 10.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool. Look, the nigga wasn't no chump.
Be Real over Corrupt?
If I wanted it to be, like, personal, like, nah, but in general,
you saying based off of criteria that they gave you? Okay.
Yeah, that nigga stays right there.
Hell no.
I'm definitely taking Dre all the way off this list. He shouldn't be on this list. And I love Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre is incredible as far as one of the greatest hip hop producers of all time. But he is just that.
Jay-Z put a pin to it. Okay, yeah, that's why Quick gets to stay, because Quick was 50 and 50.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. You know, DJ Quick as an MC. At least when I think of DJ Quick, I think of him as an MC. He's an MC and he's a great producer.
Yeah, I don't have no problem with him.
He produces his own song.
I have no problem with him being in the top 10. He's in my top 10.
And he got hard albums.
Yo, no question. And the level of concern. If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast. Hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before. From nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between, the 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul podcast and enjoy the vibes. Consistency and longevity. I mean, he's been doing it for a long time. But Dr. Dre, again, Dr. Dre is a producer that raps. Yeah. That's not the same. So, no, yeah. I got to get, like he's off the list all the way. He should have never made this list. I think they put him on here because of his longevity and his what he's done for LA culture. But
because
no,
of the Chronic albums.
Yeah, but I mean, he ain't. You can't even say he carried that album. That was a compilation. So,
but that's what I'm saying. Right. That's why they put him on.
Tyler, I understand why Tyler's at five. Tyler's not making my top five. Now, if you talk about
everything in this list, he's the epitome of everything this list entails. Like, he's got the impact, like
commercial impact and lasting influence.
Want to sound like him? He got albums. He got skill. Like, what is he missing on here?
Yeah, he ain't missing much. Just my personal top 10. He's not making my personal top 10.
Yeah, personal. I understand that. But like the criteria of his list.
By what they defined here, yeah, he definitely fits that. Be Real probably be somewhere between 10 and 15 for me. The top three, Cube, Snoop, K-Dot. That's how I would rank them. I think K-Dot has a chance to be at one at some point for me. And that's saying a lot because it's going to take a lot to jump Ice Cube. I'm sentimental for Nipsey. So Nipsey might be at like six for me, man. I might have Quick at five, Nipsey at six.
If you change, you can change the criteria four or five different times. You're going to have a list where Nip is higher than Eazy-E.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have it another criteria where Eazy-E is in the top three. You're going to have another one where Schoolboy Q is somewhere in the top 15, depending on the criteria. Yeah. All these niggas is, at least all these niggas been to the finals before. Yeah. Let's put it like that.
The way my list is constructed, I got Schoolboy at 15.
Okay. I think that's fair. I think that's very fair.
And Ab Soul is better than all them niggas.
You think so?
Hell
yeah. Bar-wise.
Okay.
It depends on the criteria. We're not talking about commercial success. Yeah, we're not talking about picking the right beats. Strictly we're not talking about features. Technically, technical, that nigga is Bret Hart.
Yeah, strict bars alone, this whole list different.
Yeah. So that's a great segue, Dolomite. So we got to talking, man. I mean, the game saw this list and he was a bit miffed by it.
Rightfully so.
He took to Twitter. He said, "Love big homie Ice-T, but he ain't from LA. So you might as well put Pac on it." Second, putting Tyler before DJ Quick is nonsense. Tyler's hard.
No, it's not.
But Be For Real. Third, you know, I ain't number 11. I'm from the West Coast or LA, so forth and so on. So he goes on to talk about his album. So the game, I think, like you said, Dolomite, you alliterated to it earlier. The game, I think whoever made this list don't like the game. Because I don't know anybody that would not have the game in their top 10 LA. He's borderline top five, depending on who you ask and what the criteria is.
He's a difficult nigga to like. I feel like game is like Charlie Hustle in baseball. What's that motherfucking name?
Pete Rose?
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
It's like they just want to keep that nigga out the fucking Hall of Fame. Like Barry Bonds, like,
right.
We know what you did. We know what you capable of, but we just don't want to put you there because we just don't like your ass. Like, it's strictly hate.
Okay.
But if you actually run down these names, I could very well see why he can be out the top 10.
Wow. Okay, so
it's not that difficult.
Okay, so let me stop you there, Bill. Let me stop you there. Okay, so let's get away from their criteria. Let's just say just rapping your ass off. Mm. If we go from 1 to 10, he's a better rapper
still
than
in there.
Yeah, he's in
you there. Said rapping or bars? Please break
just,
it down.
Let's just say bars.
Again, the criteria will move that nigga closer and far away.
That nigga
I
will
promise you.
Either one, he'd be in the top 10.
Yeah, I mean, like,
hell no, fuck that.
Okay, nigga, name
you're not disrespecting my backyard, nigga. It's a gang of niggas on here that'll push that nigga to the top 15 through 20, nigga.
Go ahead.
As far as bars?
We got time.
Rapping, period.
Okay, go
nigga,
ahead.
Nigga, we have time. Do we your thing. We got time.
So we not definitely not taking Snoop over. We're not taking him over Snoop, right?
Yeah.
You taking him over Snoop?
No.
Bars? Nigga, didn't we do this already?
I just asked the question, my nigga. Is it rapping or are we talking about bars? Because that's two different things.
Okay, so you're saying flowing.
Flowing. There we go. Let's go flowing.
Okay, Snoop Flow is undefeated. I got Snoop 1 and 2 with fucking Method Man.
And we just talking about strictly flowing?
Flowing. So let me just do it like this, Baylor. Is he better than K-Dot?
Yes. Hell no. We know that already.
Okay, so you're not better than Snoop. Is he better than Ice Cube?
No.
Is he okay? So we got Dre out of here because Dre's not rapping.
Dre's not in there.
Is he better than Tyler?
That's a tough one.
I think he's better than Tyler. Them niggas neck and
just
neck.
Just rapping?
Yeah.
I got flow. Them niggas.
We just said
neck
flow.
Neck.
Just flow.
Flow.
All right.
Neck
so okay, so let's move on. Quick. Is he better than Quick?
No. Fuck that.
I got him over Quick.
I got
flow?
Him over Quick too.
Hell no. Yeah. Oh no.
Okay, hold up, Baylor. All right, Ice-T.
Yup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Be real.
Hell yeah.
I give it to Gang.
I was going to say, easy. Baylor, don't do that.
Easy.
Well, look, technically.
I love Easy with all my heart.
Yeah,
nigga,
no, we just talking about flow. We just talking about flow.
No. Here's the thing.
Easy's picture on my wall.
Here's the thing. As long as Q write it, Easy is in there. Because he had the charisma. He had that.
Well, we talking about flow.
We
Baylor,
talking about flow,
charisma.
Nigga.
We just talking about flow.
Don't move the goalpost.
That nigga Easy has
you
flow,
trying
man.
Hard to get game off this 10, my nigga.
All right,
no,
well,
he's
no.
in there, but
no,
see,
nigga, no, get him, now, no.
Now
take
I
easy.
Feel like I'm fighting for Compton at this point. Now,
go
nigga,
ahead,
like,
and it's Compton versus Compton,
now I feel
which
like
is crazy.
You got me fucked up.
All right, so get Easy up out of here. Who else we got?
All right, Nipsey.
Nip.
Flow.
Yeah.
Nips, they, flow.
Hold on, Dolomite. Wait, hold on. What did you say, Baylor?
They might not give Nip the flow.
I'm talking about you. Who are you picking, Nipsey or Game?
When I think of flow, I don't think of Nip.
Shit. Oh, my God, Baylor. Flow? What the fuck?
Do we got to get the definitions of flow?
We got another Zazzy Beats take.
Well, what's the definition of flow? I'm confused.
We got another Zazzy Beats take.
Come on,
we got
man.
Baylor back trolling. Troll
no,
Baylor
nigga.
Has
the
can chat.
We answer the question? What is the definition of what is the definition of flow?
Nigga, remember after Nip? Remember after
flow.
Nip died and Game did that song where he basically stole Nip whole flow?
I don't remember that.
I do remember what he's talking about, but y'all not explaining
Nip
what flow. When I'm thinking of flow, I'm thinking of like a Snoop. Snoop Dogg has
flow,
a flow.
How you rhyme
a lot of these art. A lot of these artists that we just finished talking about don't have a flow to me.
Yes.
How they rap. Like, for example, Dub C, he has a flow.
Yes.
Okay, so.
All these.
Nip has a flow.
He has a flow.
I don't hear that flow at all, my nigga.
Oh.
Hey, I don't hear the flow.
I get maybe it's a little biased. I just think like.
Nip done had. A whole
Do, are y'all
flow
thinking that, of flow as like a
the way
like,
that you ride
the way
beat,
that you ride
pause.
The beat? There's just the flow.
The way that you ride the beat. The way that Nipsey's flow is. I've heard niggas.
All right,
like said,
by that okay, by that,
that
by
flow.
That definition, then I agree.
Did a video with French braids. Listen to how Game is rapping. That's Nipsey's flow.
Oh yeah, I get that. I agree with that then, because I was confused on the definition of it. I'm thinking of something totally. I'm thinking of something because y'all niggas. I got to check y'all dictionary because I don't know if that was. I'm just saying that shit kind of confused.
I thought I was going to walk up the podcast again.
Nah, niggas got to get they definitions
nigga,
correct.
Flow like because flow like I look at flow damn near like your style.
Yeah,
like. Snoop got that smooth, just silky. He just go.
Right.
Nipsey got that. He go and then he stop.
Yeah.
To this game, I remain faithful. Something, something, something. Grateful. Blah 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 blah. And then he enunciate one word and then he go. And then he enunciate a word and then he go. Like that's his flow. And that shit is
very stop and go. Herky jerky.
You know what he's gonna do every time he get on, but the shit is hard every time. Just like. Sugar Freeze flow is
yes
pada 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 yes. pada pada and then he'll just have a whole conversation, then he'll stop, and then he'll go fast, and then, like, he's in and out of the pocket. Same with mm-hmm. Draco the Ruler. Like, he'll just speed past the beat and then slow down and wait for it. Like, it's a flow. So,
yeah,
Game.
I agree.
You know, and the fact that Game is like the style bender, like this motherfucker, like Shang Tsung, nigga, this nigga will take your flow in the song and still sound hard than the motherfucker. Pause.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Game top 10, my nigga.
Yeah,
flow, bars,
I
all
agree.
That shit.
Yeah, I think he's top 10.
Like, there's no LA. Criteria you can kick him off this list. Mm. Like I said, same with Tyler the Creator. Whether you like him or not, there's nothing that you can take him out of this. Nobody
yeah,
can take him
the,
off
based
this
Based on
list.
This criteria, oh, he fits.
There's
he
nothing fits. On this list he don't meet.
Yeah, he meets
he's
it
top
all.
10 in every category.
So, speaking of Game, he took to Twitter, and I just read the tweet that he said, and he came up with his own top 100 LA rappers. I'm not going to run down his whole list, but
that's
I'll give
this
you
That's the stupid-ass shit with the white piece of paper with the
yeah.
red writing?
Yeah.
He fucking wild.
And so I'll just read you his top 20. At 20, Schoolboy Q, number 19, King T, number 18, MC 8, number 17, MC Ren, number 16, Dom Kennedy, number 15, YG. So that looks pretty similar. 14, Tyler the Creator. 13, Be Real. Number 12, Wildin. Ice T. He's got Nipsey Hussle at 11. Number 10, Wildin. Exhibit. Number 9,
New
Eazy-E.
Mexico. He said it himself.
Number 9, Eazy-E. Number 8, Dr. Dre. Number 7, DJ Quick. Number 6, Corrupt. He's got himself at 5. 4, Kendrick Lamar. 3, Ice Cube. 2, Snoop. And he's got Pac at 1.
Stupid. So. Pac is not from LA. Don't
not
claim
LA.
LA. Never said he was from LA.
Never.
That nigga said live and die in LA. Nigga not born and raised in LA.
Right. So,
fuck
I mean,
here,
he had... I
nigga, having Baby Keem at 38. Nigga, he need his ass whooped for that. Nigga, what
you know,
the fuck is Baby Keem on the list for?
I didn't even go that far, to be honest. I stopped at
nigga,
20.
I looked through the whole list, my nigga. You got OGZ over fucking Yo-Yo niggas. You
oh, I'm
smoking?
Sorry. He did the top 100. Damn, I said
yeah,
top 50.
This nigga's
oh, wow.
a fucking dope fiend.
Yeah, it's a bunch of people.
Mad Lib, nigga.
Like, Mad Lib's not even a rapper.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck is this list? Nigga, Blueface at 51? Like,
yeah.
Come on, my nigga.
He's got people on here I never heard of. I mean, literally. I literally could have walked into him in
Slim the Mobster must be one of his homeboys, nigga. Because who the fuck even is that? Like, this nigga got niggas on
the
list. Like, come on, my nigga.
You know Sim.
Nigga got motherfucking BG Knockout at 91 and shit. Like,
that's the homie right there.
Yeah, literally.
He should be higher.
That nigga got RJ at 76.
Who is Compton Ave? You know him?
Compton AV.
AV.
Run me my money. You probably never heard
okay,
of him, but,
okay.
but he cold out here.
Okay.
We fuck with him out here.
He
Joe Moses
Yo-Yo
at 66, huh?
He got Yo-Yo at 45.
That nigga fucking bugging, dog.
Oh, like, Goldie Loke at 48?
Nigga, he got fucking Earl Sweatshirt at 56.
Oh, man. And this had Earl Sweatshirt at 22.
That nigga got Tone Loke over Earl Sweatshirt. And I fuck with Tone Loke, my nigga. Love Tone Loke to death.
Hey, man, listen.
But come on, my
no
nigga.
No disrespect,
like,
but Tone Loke should be on
there
nobody's
was no
list.
Criteria.
Yeah, Tone Loke should be on nobody's list.
Childish Gambino, dog. L.A.?
I thought he's from Atlanta.
Childish
Gambino was born in L.A.
I'm
keeping Childish.
He wasn't, nigga, he not from here.
I don't think he's from here. I think
he don't claim here. He.
Yeah, I think he's from L.A. Let me look. I mean, I think
he was
from
born
Atlanta.
In L.A. That nigga left L.A. shit when he was a little kid.
I don't think
he claimed L.A., but we can keep him. Like, I ain't mad at it, you know. Childish Gambino, dope. But I don't
born
think that
in,
nigga
born
from
in
here.
Edwards, California?
Edwards Air Force Base. That's Moreno Valley. That's
okay.
Out this way.
I know where that is.
Yeah, he from Moreno Valley.
Or he grew up, he met, no.
Moreno Valley.
Listen, he's from Atlanta. He went to Stevenson High School, which is like literally around the corner from my house.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, come on, my nigga. We ain't just grabbing niggas about the fucking
yeah.
dirt and being like, oh, that nigga was born here. Nigga, we claiming him. Nah, nigga, we ain't claiming everybody. Why you got the DOC at 28 and he from Dallas?
Yeah, but
we not
what?
Just claiming niggas,
right,
dog.
Right.
DOC from
he
Dallas.
He has the same criteria as
yeah.
the other.
Well, I mean, bless his heart, man. He tried. And I think he got kind of emotional, which is something Game does. He got kind of emotional at not. And to his credit, if I'm going to give him some credit, I will give him his props. He should be in the top 10. I don't care what kind of list you come up with. He should be in the top 10.
That nigga's in the bottom 100 of list makers, nigga. Because Goldie Loke in the top 50.
Goldie Loke from Eastsiders?
Yeah.
I can find him in
Get
the top.
Get him the fuck out of here, nigga.
I could probably put him in the top 70s.
Nigga, if he's over Trey D, Game need a DP.
Is Trey D on this list?
Hell yeah, he is. I just got to find him.
Okay.
Because it ain't no universe that motherfucking Goldie Loke should be above Trey D.
He got Jason Cash at 89. Wow. Wow. But yeah,
and it's
man,
crazy because he got Problem on the fucking list and shit.
Problem should be on this list. Problem should
well,
be
Jason
on the
Cash, face. You know, Jason Cash, he like a brand. He like a new nigga.
Right.
He's solid.
Yeah, he's dope. Fuck I think, Baylor, I think you sent me some Jason Cash music.
Yeah, he's solid. Nana should be on there for sure.
Who's that?
Nana. He should definitely be on the list.
I don't think I heard
He got traded at 35.
Okay.
That's a fucking travesty.
I'll send you some.
Yeah, send me some music.
I thought I sent it to you before.
So yeah, man. So now that we've gotten through, we've gone through both lists. Dolomite, you mentioned a little earlier, and Baylor, I'm pretty sure you have at least a handful. Who should have been on this best LA rappers list from Complex that didn't make the list at all?
Off the top of my. He's a rapper back in the day.
Absol's not on.
Oh yeah, he is.
No, Absol's
on the list. He on the list. Trey you know D what?
Mixmaster Spade.
What you call it on this list? You know what? Baby Keem went on this list, huh?
He was not.
Nope.
Man. Oh well, you know, no. Technically, he's from Vegas. I think he's from Vegas.
Okay.
He could be from Vegas or whatever. B Brazy should definitely be on that list. Oh my God, that nigga
fucking B Brazy.
I heard
B Brazy. That nigga was hard. Shit, I think that might be it.
That nigga said B Brazy. Nigga, what about what's our boy Red Rum?
Oh, where the fuck is Oh, I was just listening to him.
Who's that?
Where Dana Dane from?
Damn.
England.
Oh.
Hold on. I gotta find him.
Yeah, he's from England.
I know. We used to fuck with Dana Dane tough.
I think Brooklyn tries to claim him, but he's from England.
That's like, where the fuck Slick Rick from? Ain't Slick Rick from
New
York?
Yeah, Slick Rick from England too.
British accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rick. New album just dropped today. I gotta check it out. I hadn't heard of it yet. But yeah, this is interesting, man. I think it's always interesting when you try to come up with these lists. Of course, nobody's ever perfect. Complex surely does not get it right.
Oh, Badass.
Who, Joey?
No.
Badass
from Long Beach.
Oh, Badass. Damn, what's he up to? Is he still rapping?
He did.
Say
yeah, word.
He passed away.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
He passed away like 10 years ago.
Damn. No wonder I hadn't heard anything. Rest in peace. Wow. My bad.
This nigga got Hitman on the fucking list. Oh, Big no. Y.
Yeah, Game's list will frustrate you. Right outside the top 10.
Who the fuck is Rob Vicious? Domino.
Here we go. Hey, we just seen Domino.
Domino
like last year, I think.
On the list. The
I think you told me you saw Domino.
That's a nice flow, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was like one of his four songs, right?
Hey, he went around
nigga,
the world
the
with that.
The Jam was a motherfucking a smash hit, nigga.
He got Jay Stone at 93? Come on, man.
He got what?
Come on, man.
I fuck with Jay Stone, but...
I do, too. But he's not 93. I ain't saying he's in the top 50, but he ain't
might
that
be. Because...
I can move him down.
Because the... Oh, you mean get him off the list?
Yeah, no. I mean, like, I can
make
an
argument
for
him staying on the list.
Yeah, keep him on the list.
But the coldest nigga out the six souls outside of Nipsey was Pac-Man. Pac-Man should be on the list. Okay. No, not Pac-Man. My bad. Pac-Man cool too, but he recently passed away. G.I. Joe.
Oh yeah. Mm.
G.I. Joe is the second coldest nigga out the six souls, and the third, really close third, is Conrad from the Ave.
Okay.
Conrad is right after G.I. Joe and Nipsey.
Mm.
Especially with that Vintage and the Adventurous. Because, nigga, that motherfucker was, what was that? Summer of, what was that, like 18? Nigga, that song, that shit still go, too. Okay. They still play that shit at parties.
Okay.
Yeah, nigga, that nigga Conrad from the Ave should be on this top 100.
Yeah, man. I think Game tried.
AC alone, nigga.
This complex list is just looking at it, man. I mean, like, here's the thing. What I always do is when I see a list, I'll start at the top and then work my way down. And I look for the first like one and I'm like, oh, this is bullshit. And when I saw Crooked Eye at 46, I was like, oh, this is bullshit. This is bullshit. Because like Crooked Eye lyrically should be. Now he don't have the catalog, so
he probably top 25 there.
Yeah, he should be down there. So but yeah, as we wrap up, man, I don't know, maybe at some point we'll come up with our own top 20. Well, you guys have seen I've done my top five, but maybe we'll come up with a criteria, we'll come up with our own top 20. Cause as you guys can see and listen, we have a very vast opinions all over the place. So we talked about
trolling with that Nipsey flow tape.
Who's that?
No, y'all niggas that I didn't learn how to. Y'all niggas gotta learn the definition. Y'all had me confused.
No, we gotta explain the definition. You gotta learn the definition, nigga. We had our definition. Well,
y'all did not see that email, my nigga. I did not, because I'm like, what the fuck is these niggas talking about?
Nigga, you for sure missed the memo, nigga.
We
definitely got to come with a excuse me, Paul.
Yeah, please come. Hey, come with the criteria and come with, like I said, because some niggas gonna move up and down. Like,
mm-hmm.
A lot of them niggas in that top 10 don't hold a light to Earl Sweatshirt when it comes to bars.
But the thing is, if you go raw bars, then it is a different list.
That's what I'm saying. That's why Tyler Creator is going to be a hard nigga to get out of that.
If you go bars, we might take Snoop out the motherfucker.
You can. That's why I said, nigga, it's going to go up and down depending on what the criteria it is.
You had the conversation about Snoop's bars. I know for a fact, okay, so me and you talked about that shit.
We did.
But here goes back to the definition. Some niggas got a different thought when it comes to bars itself. East Coast niggas have a whole totally different genre of bars.
Well, you know what?
That's why I'm saying you got to tell me what it is before I can sign off on it.
But the thing is, it's not that difficult. Like, because remember, 12 Cal, like I said, nigga, when we say bars, nigga, tell me one time Snoop said something. You said, ooh, Snoop.
Run that back, nigga.
What'd he say? You never do that.
Yeah, well, we used to call that making you hit the rewind button. I'd have to go back to, like, Doggy
Snoop
Style.
Snoop never
that
made
time.
You do that, not once.
It had to go back to Doggy Style. That's probably the last time.
Nigga, the closest he ever got was on G's and Hustlers.
Yeah,
that's the hardest pause that Snoop has ever flowed is on G's and Hustlers,
and it sounds like a freestyle. It really does.
I think they said it was.
I don't know, but they said it was. He's rhyming like but now Baylor. You want to talk about flow?
That's flow. He was gassing because the second hardest song I heard Snoop flowing on was Stoplight.
Okay.
He was gassing on that shit.
Right. Yeah, so we'll probably revisit this, and we'll probably come up with our own top 20 and our own little categories. Because as you can see, like I said, we got varying opinions, but one thing we can say is the three of us, we love hip-hop and we love West Coast hip-hop. Anybody got a problem with Kendrick being number one on this list?
He was number one about 5 years ago.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with it.
Nah, I don't have
especially
a problem
with this.
Based on this criteria, no.
Hey, you know, nigga, it's not even a whole year yet for the GNX house.
Man, listen. This
it's
run
not
right
another.
Now,
it's not another nigga in history that said he went on a run like this. Name
at this,
it.
At this level, 50. No. At this level,
not
no.
like not a run no. like this, bro.
No, because,
everything like the nigga's second. The nigga's second concert in Toronto is going on right now. You ain't never seen a nigga run like this. That nigga was at the number one spot 5 years ago, bro.
Man, listen. I have a
that nigga changed that nigga he that nigga put a dent in hip hop, paused it. Nobody wanted to drop an album. Mm-hmm. Everybody scared. Don't nobody know what to do except for Joey Badass. That's it. Everybody else is shook right now.
Yeah.
And it ain't even that niggas don't know what to do. It's that Joey Badass is a nigga stupid enough to try.
And we need to thank the nigga for making the clips come back outside.
Man, listen. I think at this point, this run right here, it really will go as long as he wants it to go. And y'all know K-Dot, he'll drop album.
No,
tour.
Here's the beautiful thing. He can stop right now. As long as that nigga Aubrey is still on that bullshit, that prolongs the win, bro.
Man, we talked about it. You and I talked about it.
This before. Nigga's in court.
And nigga, like that's it's crazy. Like this. Like I explained that shit to a couple of niggas. Y'all niggas put Biggie up there with two albums. Like, nigga, Kendrick should have been in this motherfucking conversation, my nigga, after Damn. Because arguably, name his not classic album.
I didn't like the Big Steppers, but those other,
and to me,
other
that, to me, that's a top three. That's a top three album for me.
Yeah. I mean, like, people love that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Man, I didn't like the motherfucker neither, but critically,
man,
listen, it went crazy.
That his, motherfucker hard.
His discography so far has been unbelievable. And I think what's I ain't gonna say unfair because it is what it is. People, it's almost to the point where his detractors are looking like almost nitpicking to try to find something to knock him off the pedestal. And this run right here, it may last as long as he wants to keep going. Now, we know he'll drop album, chill. If he decides to come back outside and drop another album, I mean, he would have distanced himself from, I mean, he's already passed everybody, but he would have pushed himself even further. Kendrick Lamar is truly on the next level because, like you mentioned, Baylor, this run that he's on, even the best of the best that preceded him, they didn't have to. They never had a run like this where it was extended and it was so popular.
Hey, you know, you can talk about like, when you think about hip hop, you think about moments. You think right. about nigga. Remember when DMX dropped two classic albums in the same year?
Yeah,
we remember the battle between Kanye and 50. That was a moment, right? 50 had a moment. G Unit had a moment. Game had a moment. Like niggas had moments. But nobody has had a moment to where, nigga, you threw a rock at a house and caused all this ruckus all the way to a motherfucking Super Bowl and then start selling out stadiums. And you, and then the last two shows, nigga is in Canada on the ops turf and them niggas tried to do their best to cause some type of distraction.
Sold
nigga,
out,
what?
And he's selling that shit out.
Listen, I got a friend. He went to the show last night. Now he lives in LA. Didn't catch the LA shows. He said he was just down for the petty. So he bought a ticket for the show last night in Toronto and tonight in Toronto. He and his wife were going. They went last night. He said the show was incredible. And they're going tonight. And he's flying back to LA on Sunday.
Hey, it when a nigga got to take 25, the nigga had a 25 car, a police car escort back to the airport just to go sleep in New York and then come back to fit. Come on, dog.
Nigga, it would have literally been like if Game came out and ended Jay-Z career.
right.
Because like on some real shit, like I look at Kendrick as like if Andre 3000 never met Big Boy.
Mm. Wow.
Like if Andre 3000 came out as a solo artist.
Hey, niggas was scared to drop an album, dog. That nigga dropped GNX, nigga, and it was silence, nigga. What? Listen,
this run is incredible. Kendrick Lamar is definitely worthy of being on number one to this list and any other list that you want to put him on. Before we get out of here, man, Baylor, tell folks where they can find you, where they can find the podcast.
Shit. Technically, nigga, I've been on a hiatus from recording, but shit, if you follow Britt, then you'll hear my podcast. I'm under her strain for right now. Signed a 10-day contract. You know what I'm saying? You can find me on Twitter at Baylorism. Mm-hmm. TikTok at Baylorism. I think IG at Baylor the Great.
Yeah, so that Britt, he's referring to Britt Renee. I can talk about this all day. Go to that podcast. His podcast is listed up under her platform for right now. Dolomite, tell folks where they can find you and where they can find the podcast.
T-O-O, Much Game Podcast on all streaming platforms, including YouTube. Social media at Uncle Dolemite, Uncle D-O-L-E-M-I-T-E. TikTok, Yo Mama Boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. And the live show on Sundays.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Subscribe. So you can get and hit that bell to get them notifications.
Yeah, because if you don't get them, you'll be listening to it on Spotify like Playback. I do.
And it's fun to get in the live stream. I shout everybody out, and I reply to everybody.
Yeah, the live shows Sundays, usually anywhere between 6 and 7 Eastern, just depending on what this man got going on his schedule. I try to make an appointment listening. I like to watch the live. If I don't catch the live, I'll go listen to it on Spotify later. But, yeah, check these brothers out, man. These are my boys. You guys have been here, so you know where to find me. You can find Rap Soul Podcast wherever you get your podcast, or on YouTube as well. You can hit me up on social media, 12 Kyle Podcast, Rap Soul Podcast across the board. Remember, this is the best music podcast that you've ever heard. So tell a friend and tell a friend, pass the word. Again, for my boys, Uncle Dolemite and Baylor, I am your boy, 12 Kyle. We'll catch you guys next time. 5,000. Chill.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media. And feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.